Vinyl Time, classique rock radio, pousse le volume à 11.
Bonsoir à tous, c'est le Doc, on est en direct tout de suite avec Michael Stutzer. Alors, fan de artillerie, de thrash metal, on est super content d'accueillir dans l'émission, bien sûr, Michael qui va nous parler donc de cet album X10 qui sortira le 7 mai 2021 sur Metal Blade. Alors il y a effectivement cet album qui arrive, il fait pas moins de 11 titres. Voilà, Michael va nous en parler, on va tout de suite lui en parler. So Michael, first of all, thank you so much to accepting my invitation. As you know, you are talking with Le Doc in Paris, France. It's a great pleasure to have you on this short interview to speak about 10.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
Michael, first of all, before we start to speak about this next album, which comes back on the 7th of May by Metal Blade Records, what is the situation for you with this COVID before we speak about this new release?
Okay, in Denmark it's very good at the moment, and we are allowed to play our first shows in almost over a year on the 6th of May and the 7th of May, on restriction, you know, there's not allowed to be so many people in there, but still it's going to be a full live show, and we're looking so much forward to that. And we already have you know, 36 concerts we should have been playing up to now. And as I just said, Sweden Rock, we should have been playing, is moved to next year. And I know some of the festivals also will be moved. I know we're going to play the Metallion Festival in France. So looking forward to that. And I know that's also been working on to do some a full tour in France, Spain, maybe in May next year. So we have some things we want to do to play in France, and I know we had a lot of other tours coming up. We have some shows, many shows in Germany, and if the corona allows it, we're going to play as much as we can. You know, normally we play about 80 to almost 100 concerts a year, you know. So we hope that we was so long. So we played in Singapore, Thailand, and Philippines, and Australia, New Zealand, and Russia just before it all closed down. You know, was just coming home, and then they closed it all down. So as you can see, we really love to play live. So you can't wait.
Yes. Bon bah voilà. Donc la première question à Michael, c'était assez simple. Hein. C'était comment ça se passe au Danemark et comment il va. Et ben la bonne nouvelle, c'est qu'il joue donc live au Danemark avec toutes les restrictions qu'on connaît, le 6 et le 7 mai. Et puis comme vous le savez, il devait y avoir quelques dates juste derrière. Il y a quelques dates qui sont repoussées, comme le Sweden Rock où ils reviendront l'année prochaine. Et puis il y a des dates qui sont prévues en France, en Espagne, en Italie. Et comme il le dit, ils ont hâte de tourner parce qu'ils rentraient d'une tournée des Philippines, de Thaïlande, d'Australie, de Nouvelle-Zélande. C'est un groupe qui tourne beaucoup et c'est un groupe qui adore la scène. Et donc, on a hâte, effectivement, de les revoir. Michael, I think the idea is to speak now about this new release, 10. And I think it's a very special album for you because, as you know, you have sad news on 2019. Your brother was found dead, and you have to record a new album without him. Yeah. So what a difficulty you have when you come back at the record to record any new songs without your partner in crimes, I would like to say.
Yeah, of course it was very, very difficult. And as you know, in the start I was almost very close to just say I don't want to play anymore, because it was so tough for me to miss him and lose him, because we always worked very close together and always, you know, really supported each other and always with harmonies and stuff like that. We always was very there. But Morten said to me all the time, you don't dare to stop artillery if I'm gone. So I promised him to go on, and I hope if he is somewhere around, he will listen to that album and give my the thumbs up. So that was my I hope you know. And of course, it was tough. And I think training new guitar player has done a great job, you know. And luckily, we played with him live since 2017. So he was not just a new guy who just stepped in, you know. We knew him very much, and that was cool. So, and I think now when the recordings are out, I'm glad we did it because. I know he wanted us to do that.
Voilà, donc la première question était un petit peu personnelle à Michael, hein, puisque en 2019, donc Michael a perdu son frère qui est avec lui dans le groupe depuis le début. Hein, le groupe date de 1980, donc vous imaginez, il a toujours été avec son frère, même quand le groupe s'est arrêté plusieurs fois, ils ont toujours repris ensemble. Et donc, après la mort de son frère, qui lui avait dit de toute façon il faut continuer, c'était un petit peu difficile effectivement d'écrire les titres au début, mais comme il y a Crown, hein, on en parlera tout à l'heure, hein, puisque le guitariste qui joue avec eux s'appelle Karen Mayer et qui est avec eux depuis un moment, et ben en fait ils ont travaillé et ils ont continué ni plus ni moins à sortir cet album. Michael, I listen many times your CD, your new CD, because I have a chance to receive this preview before it's come back on the 7th of May. I think two songs are very powerful on this album. I would like to speak about In Your Mind and The Ghost of Me. I think this is two songs with very artillery, I would like to say, songs.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because The Ghost of Me, of course, is a bit different, because we always wanted to have a song like that on the album, because it's going to give a lot of break. Mm-hmm. If you have you know, a lot of songs with aggressive and tempo and mid-pass song with a lot of guitars on. So it's very cool to make one song about that, because you can have the time to get a little breathe and then go back, you know, if you know what I mean. And I love to play guitar solos on songs like that. So, of course, that's cool. And In Your Mind is going to be our next video. It's going to be released on the same day as the 7th of May. And I think it's a very catchy song, also because it's one of the oldest songs from the album, you know. The ideas from that song goes almost 10 years back, so... So that's cool. We could make a good song out of that.
Bon bah voilà. Moi j'ai la chance d'avoir pu écouter l'album. Hein. Il fait 11 titres et donc il y a deux titres qui m'ont un petit peu frappé, qui sont vraiment des titres qui sont très dans le sens d'artillerie. Et donc on parlait du morceau In Your Mind et The Ghost of Me. Donc The Ghost of Me est un petit peu différent. Quand vous l'écouterez, vous comprendrez. Et donc le morceau In Your Mind, hein, qui est vraiment un morceau de guitare, très fort, sera le prochain single qui sortira le 7 mai. Mais, hein, comme vient de le dire Michael, donc ça sera la vidéo qui sortira avec au jour de l'album. I think, Michael, we have a specific song, the number 8. It's totally on your Danish languages, I would like to say, because I said Varg in Vum.
Varg i Vum.
Varg i Vum. What is that?
it's an old Danish Norwegian you speak, you know, how they spoke in many, many years ago. And Vark means wolf.
Okay.
So it's like a wolf in the what do you call it, in the Christian, you know, like a wolf in it's a bad wolf, you know, in the religious circles, as you can say, like that. And Michael Westrom, who wrote the lyrics, always loves to use words like that. He also has a song called Mors Ontologica, who's Latin, you know. So he loves to put that in, and I think it's cool, because there's some difference is to make some other things to make people, you know, curious about what is that. I like that. And as a Wagon Vim is also a good song, because it has some elements also from one of our early days, you know, with the oriental way to put some of the things on the song. So Wagon Vim, now you know, which is a wolf in Christianity, you know.
Okay. Voilà, comme le dit Michael, alors qu'il y a une chanson qui s'appelle Varevum, si je l'ai bien prononcé, voilà, qui est purement dans la pure approche artillerie danoise. Et donc, il y a Wolf, alors ça doit tourner autour des loups. Et comme il le dit, c'était intéressant de mettre un petit peu ça sur le disque. Et puis, les gens vont dire, bah, qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Comme je l'ai fait moi. Et puis, effectivement, bah, ça sera intéressant d'écouter. Do you think you can play this song live?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. That's not a problem.
I think
it's you know, it's always difficult when you make a new album, and you have to pick those songs of you want to play live, because every time you make a new album, there's, you know, more songs to get out of the set, and it's really difficult because we really want to play a lot of.
Yeah.
And you can't go out playing three hours each time, you know. So we try this time to choose a lot of songs. I know we're going to play In Trust We Trust, we're going to play Turn Up the Rage and In Your Mind to start with. Mm. And then we'll have to see what's coming out.
Bah voilà, la petite question sur le rebond de ça, c'est est-ce qu'il pourrait jouer ce morceau Varg Ivum live? Oui, pourquoi pas, mais comme il le dit, c'est le 10e album, alors il y a beaucoup de titres hein, sur Artillery, et puis il pourrait jouer 3 heures, donc c'est potentiellement possible, mais il pense qu'il y aura surtout In Your Mind dans la setlist, et puis il y aura d'autres titres hyper intéressants. Michael, again, you were working at the Midley studio with Søren Andersen, who is now a big producer because he produced a lot of album. He play a lot of guitars for Glenn Hughes and something like that. Søren, it's now like your sixth band members.
Yeah, you can say that because he is a very good friend of us, and he's so damn good at the studio. You know, he's so good at hearing things and give good ideas, and he also loves good jokes. So that's really cool to work with him. And on the production on this album is, for every album he do with us, it just got better and better. You know, so why the hell stop? You know, it's really cool and a great musician, a great guy.
La question tournait comme les autres albums hein, depuis un moment. Artillery a enregistré donc au Midley Studio à Copenhague, et puis avec le producteur Søren Andersen, hein, vous le connaissez, c'est un super guitariste. Il a produit beaucoup d'albums. Hein, il a joué notamment avec Glenn Hughes il n'y a pas très longtemps. Je posais la question à Michael si c'était effectivement maintenant le 6e membre du groupe. Michael dit bah oui, parce qu'en fait il a des bonnes idées, il nous tire toujours vers le haut, le son est très bon, et effectivement. En plus, il a joué un petit peu sur l'album, et donc pour Michael, oui, c'est un très bon choix de l'avoir avec eux et de pouvoir compter sur lui pour tirer vers le haut. Michael, now Artillery start in 1980. Wow, 40 years after, you are still alive. So do you think when we start Artillery, you speak 40 years after with a French guy about your album with Colten?
No, never. And if people have said to me back in 1982, where we started, that you're going to make 10 albums, you're going to play in 65 countries, you know, I would have laughed and said, haha, yeah, you're kidding, man. But now we did it, and I'm really proud, you know. I'm really glad that we could do it, make the 10 albums. Not many bands are doing that today. And that's really awful great, you know, and still could play live in so many countries and have so much fun. That's cool.
Yeah.
Could be better.
Ben voilà, la question, c'est que le groupe a commencé, comme vous le savez, en 1980, 40 ans après ce qu'il pensait parler de l'album 10 avec un gentil garçon comme moi, hein, tout simplement, et ben il me dit non. Mais en tout cas, il est très content parce que si après la sortie de tous ses albums, on lui avait dit qu'il en aurait sorti 10 et qu'il aurait joué presque partout dans le monde, et il ne l'aurait pas cru. Mais maintenant, effectivement, il se dit que c'est quand même, voilà, c'est quand même un très bon choix. Michael, you create 11 songs for this new record, which is called X10, and it's come back on the 7th of May on Metal Blade Records. What is the most difficult to record these 11 songs during this this period?
Oh, that's always difficult to say, but I think because Artillery always, you know, have most of the songs totally really finished, you know, when you go to the studio. But we always have one or two songs who's not totally Finnish. And this time it was the song Eternal Night. And that was made, you know, just some few hours before we was going to the studio. So we had to work a bit on that. So that's, of course, that was one of the toughest to work on. But always, I think it's always a pleasure to be in the studio, you know. And normally it goes really cool. So that's not a big problem there.
Bah voilà, la question, donc ils ont sorti 11 morceaux de ce disque. Quel a été le plus difficile pour eux pour enregistrer? Bah en fait, d'habitude, quand ils vont en studio, ils ont presque tout fait. Là, pour le coup, il y avait quelques titres à améliorer. Et puis, ils ont beaucoup travaillé aussi sur le morceau Eternal Night, qui est quand même un morceau voilà, qui était pas tout à fait terminé. Ils ont pris le temps pour terminer cet album en temps et en heure. Michael, is a comeback on 1988. You released Fear of Tomorrow, one of my favorite albums, for sure.
Yeah.
One of these songs is called The Amalti. I like the song since many years. Do you have some words about The Amalti on this album, Fear of Tomorrow?
Yeah, I can say we play that song still. On our live sets, and it's normally one of our, you know, extra songs. The song of the Almighty was, you know, made in about the kind of people who really think they are some kind of gods, you know, and could manipulate people all around, you know. And they could, normally they, I think, we are the Almighty, you know, we are the best. And that was the idea for it, and it was a song. Morten did most of the thing. I had some few riffs in it, but it was a song who was one of the earliest artillery song. I think it was all very close to be on our second demo, up to the Fear of Tomorrow demo. So, yeah, it was an old song, but it still have a lot of live appeal, I think, and people really love when we in the show with that song. So that's cool.
Ouais, bah, je parlais de l'album donc Fear of Tomorrow qui est sorti en 1998 et il y a un des titres dessus qui s'appelle The Amalti, qui est un des morceaux que j'adore et puis qu'on entend souvent sur scène. Et comme le dit Michael, bah, c'est un des morceaux effectivement qui reste sur la setlist, qui était issu de démo et puis l'album a toujours été bien passé dans les setlists et notamment The Amalti est quand même toujours bien positionné pour l'entendre. Michael, one words about this artwork for this new album. Who have the idea to put the X10 in red, in large, and just with the skull?
That was me, because I had, you know, as I said to myself, now it's the 10th album. Yeah. What can we do? We can put the X on. And I wrote to the guy who also made the Face of Fear cover, who was really good, and I said to him, if you have an X and you could put the you know, the Green River somewhere behind and stuff like that, and he came up with that idea after that, and I think it's really, really good, and people are really, you know, telling me that they like the cover, so I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, it's a very simple cover, but it speak about artillery since 40 years, in fact.
Yeah, and you can say it's have. You know, you could go back into and say the same about the Fear of Tomorrow album. It was also very simple and catchy, you know. And that's what we try to do here.
Voilà. Bon, la question, c'était savoir qui a eu l'idée de mettre ce grand X rouge en plein milieu avec la tête de mort et puis le logo. Et puis derrière, on a le Reaper qui est derrière, hein, la grande faucheuse. Et ben, il dit, Michael, il dit, c'est moi, je l'ai proposé comme ça. Je me suis dit, on va mettre un grand X pour le 10. Et puis, on va faire quelque chose de simple, hein, comme sur l'album d'avant. Et puis, on aura tout ce qui est en fait artillerie, hein, le logo, la grande faucheuse, les têtes de mort. En fait, c'est exactement, on retrouve exactement artillerie. Michael, before we close this interview, I would like to say thank you for your time. This end, or maybe beginning of evening. What is the next plan just after? Do you prepare after, of course, many many shows, because I know you are a band who love playing, to record something like a live album or something like that for the next few months, or the focus is just on just after this release to play a lot of time to speak about this album 10.
Yeah, of course. We really want to make a new live album, and we have, you know, we have some good recordings already. So let's see what's going to happen with them. We have to listen to them a lot. And of course, we want to play as much as we can, you know, and we can't wait to go to France also to play. So yeah, we're just waiting for the coronas to say goodbye and die, and so we can get out to play.
Ah voilà, donc l'idée c'est de tourner, ils ont envie de voilà de défendre le disque, il y aura peut-être d'autres choses après, et puis comme il le dit, c'est tourner pour juste après que le corona soit parti, et comme le dit Michael, de tuer ce putain de corona, voilà, on n'en parle plus, et ça sera très très bien. Michael, thank you so much for your time, cross finger for this release, 10, it's come back on the 7th of May, through Metal Blade Records. Thank you so much. I think the last word is for the listener. Do you have a message for the French listener?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to come back to France and play. For example, we're going to play the Metallian Festival, I know, and we're going to have some shows also that are coming in the start of the next year. So yeah, to the French, go out and buy the album, support the band, hear some metal, and keep it freshy.
Ben voilà, comme le dit Michael, on se retrouve très vite, hein, le Metallian et plein d'autres concerts en France ou partout où on peut les voir, de toute façon on les voit souvent, et puis achetez l'album, supportez l'album, et puis allez faire un petit coucou au groupe dès que possible. Michael, thank you so much. Now it's time for speak about music, you speak about Artillery number 10. What a CD.
That's great to hear, and I'm really glad you like it. That's really very very important for us to hear that.
Vous écoutez Vinyl Time, vous êtes sur la bonne radio.